We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
98.1 KZE, My Lightning 2. Hello, friends. Hoping you're doing okay. And keeping that love alive, one smile at a time. It all starts with us. It all starts with me. So I'm going to put out some good vibes tonight, hoping you can feel them and store them for when you need them. Lazy Lightning Supplication Jam. That was performed live by the Grateful Dead, April 12, 1978. Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. A song written by Bob Weir and John Perry Barlow. And it was written in 1975, but then they added Lazy Lightning was written in 1975, and then they added Supplication Jam and started playing that from 1976 to 1984. What an awesome duo of songs that was, with the jam that doesn't stop. And we got more of that ahead, so stay tuned. 98.1 KZE, thank you for being with me tonight. Wash my clothes.
Thank you. try. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. Mona Lisa must have had them highway blues. You could tell by the way she smiled. Hang from the head of the view. These visions of Joanna make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the callous who's pretending to care for you. Someone's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for you. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man? As she herself prepared. And Madonna, she still has not shown. See this empty cage now closed for a cape of the stage once had flown. The villain now steps to the road, writes everything's been returned, which was old. On the back of the fish jump loads, while my conscience explodes.
KZE, this is Covered in Dead. Yeah, I did play that Lazy Lightning Supplication jam up top in the hour there, and that is not a cover song. That is one song written by the Grateful Dead, and that is fantastic. But friends, I am easing back into our format here, which is where the Grateful Dead did play a lot of cover songs. And so in this segment, I did play two of those. I Just Want to Make Love to You is indeed a song written by Willie Dixon in 1954. It was recorded by Muddy Waters, and it reached number 4 on Billboard Magazine's R&B bestsellers. That was our version we just heard there was performed live by the Grateful Dead in Ventura County Fairgrounds in Ventura, California, on July 22nd, 1984. And it was originally sung by Pigpen in 1966, in the Grateful Dead, but it was revived by Brent Midlin a couple times in 1984, like we just heard there. After that, we heard Visions of Joanna, performed live by the Grateful Dead, March 18th, my daddy's birthday, March 18th, 1995, at the Spectrum in Philly, Pennsylvania. That's a song written by Bob Dylan, and it was from his 1966 album Blonde on Blonde. The Grateful Dead performed Visions of Joanna about 8 times Friends, I want to remind you that you're able to tune in tonight all because of Ulster Savings Bank. They are a proud sponsor, and this show is brought to you in part by Ulster Savings because they indeed provide us the ability to tune in at WKZE.com and listen from anywhere. A neighborhood bank, I love Ulster Savings, and I really appreciate the fact that I'm able to tell all my friends around the country to tune in to the show on WKZE.com every Monday night, 7 p.m. Thanks for being with us tonight, friends.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving. That's 'cause we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't wear our hair all long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. Football's still the roughest sport on campus, and the kids there still respect the college game. Help us out now, help us out.
Come on.
I'm proud to be an Oak Creek from Muskogee. That place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down by the courthouse. White lightning still the biggest thrill of all. Right into my life and you told me took my little hand in hers and she told me I was wrong. She said it's gonna be alright, boy.
Church bell tolls.
98.1 KZE. You are listening to Covered in Dead. Thank you for that, friends. I'm hoping you're having a good moment in your life and that we're getting through this with keeping the love alive as best we can. You know, it's not an easy thing to be in this world these days. And of course, with Bobby Weir dying, it kind of set us in a loss for 2026. I'm trying to keep that love alive by playing Grateful Dead. I feel like we're all in this fan club, a well-deserved fan club from years of dedication. Some of you maybe never even saw the Grateful Dead. Maybe you saw a version of the Grateful Dead. Maybe you were on Dead & Company bus. Maybe you were on The Dead or further. And good for you, because we all appreciate this music, and I'm so glad to honor the Grateful Dead week after week after week. We heard a few songs there, a few cover songs. Okie from Muskogee was the Grateful Dead and the Beach Boys recorded April 27th, 1971 at the Fillmore East in New York City. That was written by Merle Haggard. And it's really just Grateful Dead were in the midst of a run there at the Fillmore, and they invited the Beach Boys to join them for some. While I was been laid up over this 50 days, I have seen a couple of great documentaries, one of them being on the Beach Boys. I grew up listening to the Beach Boys, just couldn't get enough of them, and the harmonies, that's where I learned a lot of my harmonizing. So, that was the Beach Boys and the Grateful Dead playing together, Okie from Muskogee. After that, we heard Keep on Growing. That was live by the Grateful Dead at the Greek Theater in Berkeley, California on June 14th, 1985. A song written by Bobby Whitlock and Eric Clapton, and it was performed three times by the Grateful Dead. After that, we heard One Kind Favor, performed live by the Grateful Dead on July 30th, 1966 at the PNE Garden Auditorium in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That was a song written by Blind Lemon Jefferson. It's also known as See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, which is a morning blues song recorded by Blind Lemon Jefferson in 1927 and 1928. Friends, thanks for tuning in. We're going to get a little commercial break or two in here, and we'll get back to the music. This is 98.1 KZE, and you're listening to Covered in Dead. Thank you.
bit to deal.
Feel tears welling up from down deep inside, like my heart's got a big break. And a stab of loneliness sharp and painful that I may never shake. You might think that I'm taking heart since you broke me off with a call. You might wait till that I'll hide in sorrow when I'm on the run down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride at the backstage. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, too low to scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. that you're gone from me. There's a digging pain in my heart for the name of the one that I hated to face. Somebody else came out to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes right of the back street. Our days are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, two loves to scratch for another sea. The race is on and it looks like heartache, but the winner loses all. The race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. And the race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
On the ground. Whoa, and hold me. Hey. Whoa, and
98.1 KZE, this is Covered in Dead. We heard three really good jams in there, in my humble opinion. Started off the set with Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie. What a great version of that. That was from the Radio City Music Hall run that the Grateful Dead played there. That was from 10/29/1980. And it was a song written by Elizabeth Cotton. Elizabeth Libba Cotton was an influential American folk and blues musician, self-taught left-handed player. Cheers to left-handed players. Jerry Garcia was a big fan of Elizabeth Cotton so much that he did his own version of her song, Shake It Sugary. And Shake Sugary, actually. So although the Grateful Dead played their version of Sugary for years and recorded it on a few different albums, their royalties never made it to Miss Cotton. So eventually someone in Miss Cotton's camp reached out to the Grateful Dead to kind of point out that Miss Cotton is still alive and maybe should have gotten some residuals. And Jerry, being the cool cat that he was, he immediately promised to record Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie and give 100% of the proceeds to Elizabeth Cotton. She went on to receive money until her death, and I'm just such a big fan of that generosity of spirit. And good on you, Jerry. And after that, we heard The Race Is On. This was from 1980, performed by the Grateful Dead on October 13th, hi Jen, 1980 at the Warfield in San Francisco, California, a song written by George Jones. And the Grateful Dead played The Race Is On about 58 times. After that, we heard Take Me to the River, which was performed live by the Grateful Dead on June 30th, 1995, at Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A song written by Al Green. Take Me to the River was written by Al Green and Mabone Teenie Hodges. They recorded their original version in 1974. The Grateful Dead performed Take Me to the River about four times. Anyway, friends, I want to thank my sponsors. I'm so grateful to have the support of wonderful people that believe in the show and want to see it succeed. And for that, I can't say enough thanks to my sponsors. Take a minute to give them a shout out. We got Hetty Teddy's at 57 Main Street in New Paltz, the Hudson Valley's best selection of officially licensed Grateful Dead memorabilia, apparel, gifts, and more. Online at HettyTeddy's.com. Then we have Montano Shoe Store, which was over 100 years at 77 Partition Street in Saugerties, montanoshoestore.com. SCR Fence, which is design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service, commitment, and reliability, visit scrfence.com. And Lark Hall. Lark Hall is a live music venue, a bar, a coffee house, and a restaurant, all on Hudson Street in Albany. Check out everything and all the information about what's coming up, what shows are going to be playing, larkhallalbany.com. Thank you for tuning in, friends. Thank you to 98.1 KZE. We'll be back in just a little bit.